want to do when I grow up? We'll come to that in a minute. We're going to start off with saying, here I am, I'm Jonathan. And then I've got a minute to say what I do. Although that's kind of the whole point of the talk today. Well,
you're Superman.
Yeah, I'm Superman, that's right.
Hey, I've never seen you today.
Yeah. But I'm moving on from... Often we define people in our world by what they do. So it's the next thing I say after that. My name is Jonathan, and then what do I do? Well, I can tell you all sorts of things that I do. Does that define me? Or does who I am define me? I'm giving you an introduction to where we're going with this today. This is part of our theme of transformation. I want to be Superman when I grow up. Anyone else want to be a superhero when they grow up? If you ask kids who they want to be, ask kids, they say, I want to be Superman. I want to be an astronaut. I don't know what they want to do. I want to be Theresa May. Maybe not. Will Smith. Very good. For those of you who want to know what I do, I can tell you several things again, and you might look at me differently. I make movies. There you go. I'm a movie maker. I'm a director. Or I can tell you I do spreadsheets, and I don't know which one you find most exciting.
Yeah.
I invent random numbers at work for the bosses, that keeps them happy. That's my job. Right, I still don't know what I want to do when I grow up, but then if anyone here, do you know what you want to do when you grow up? All sorts of ages here. No, few steps to the head.
I want to be a teacher.
Everyone wants to be a teacher. Yeah, good. We're doing this training, so that's good.
I want to be an RSPCA inspector.
RSPCA inspector, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw him here.
Right, let's look at someone in scripture who had no idea who he wanted to be when he grew up. Moses. But I just want us to pray first. If you could repeat after me, I'm going to say a prayer. I'll just say a line, you can say it back. This is to pray to the God. Dear God.
Dear God.
Dear God.
We don't know what we want to do when we grow up.
We don't know what we want to do when we grow up.
Thank you that that's okay.
Thank you that that's okay.
Please help us hear from you this morning.
Please help us hear from you this morning.
And have Jonathan make some sense to us.
And have Jonathan make some sense to us.
Amen.
Amen.
Alright, let's get to the next slide. I'm just going to read from Exodus. Let's have a look at Moses. Pharaoh gave this order to all his people, every Hebrew boy that is born, you must go into the Nile, but let every girl live. Now a man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. The Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the riverbank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her female slave to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. This is one of the Hebrew babies, she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you? Yes, go, she answered. So the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, take this baby and nurse him for me, and I'll pay you. So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, I drew him out of the water. Great. Now, at this time of his life, what did Moses want to do when he grew up? It's kind of an irrelevant question. But the point being, at this point in his life, Moses didn't really care who he wanted to be when he grew up. He was trying to survive. He was trying. He was tired. He was upset. He was hungry. He was alone. And I think that's a good point for us to start today. I'm asking a big question. What do I want to do when I grow up? And for some of us, that's way too big a question. We're just trying to survive the day. We're trying to survive the week. We're in pain. We're crying. And we need some help. And that's okay. That's fine. That's an okay place to be in. When you're a baby, you're in that place. And as you grow up, we often go through those times in our lives again where we just need some help. And if that's us, we need to do what ended up happening to Moses. We just need someone alongside us to help us. Someone coming to look after us. So if we're in that place today, grab someone around you before you leave today, if nothing else, and say, help me. I'm crying. I'm hungry. I'm tired. I'm in pain. That's an okay place to be. Right, let's move on to a bit later in Moses' life. We're going to get some exciting pictures first. Next slide. There are pictures on this one. Okay. We're still on Exodus chapter 2. One day after Moses had grown up, he was about 40 years old at this point, actually. He went out to where his own people were and watched them at their hard labour. He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people. Looking this way and that, and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. The next day he went out and saw two Hebrews fighting. He asked the one in the wrong, why are you hitting your fellow Hebrew? The man said, who made you ruler and judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian? Then Moses was afraid and thought, what I did must have become known. When Pharaoh heard of this, he tried to kill Moses. But Moses fled from Pharaoh and went to live in Midian, where he sat down by a well. Now a priest of Midian had seven daughters, and they came to draw water and fill the troughs to water their father's flock. Some shepherds came along and drove them away, but Moses got up and came to the rescue and watered their flock. When the girls returned to rule their father, he asked them, why have you returned so early today? They answered, an Egyptian rescued us from the shepherds, he even drew water for us and watered the flock. Where is he? Rule asked, why did you leave him? Invited to ask him to eat. Moses agreed to stay with the man who gave his daughter Zipporah to Moses in marriage. Zipporah gave birth to a son, and Moses named him Gershom, saying, I have become a foreigner in a foreign land. Alright, same question. Who does Moses want to be when he grows up? He's 40 at this point. We've got a couple of things he wanted to be at this point. I'm going to suggest Moses was already some kind of a prince of Egypt. I don't know if you've seen the movie Prince of Egypt. Moses seemed to carry this kind of title. And perhaps he has some wealth, being some kind of prince of Egypt. I mean, what do you do if you're rich and you want to bring justice to the world? Easy. You become Batman. The Dark Knight, striking from the shadows. What other option do you have? And that's exactly what Moses does here. He thinks, right, these are my people. They're being oppressed. I want to bring justice to my people. There's this Egyptian causing trouble. I'm going to do what Batman would do. Well, I'm paraphrasing slightly. And Batman doesn't usually kill people. But anyway, in this case, Moses killed the Egyptian. Striking from the shadows, I'm Batman. I'm a big hero. And he turns up the next day and thinks, I'm striking from the shadows, you know, staying undercover, just like Batman would. But the Hebrews have actually spotted him. He's not quite as stealthy as Batman. He probably didn't have the right costume. So everyone's a bit less impressed with Moses than he thinks they should be. They're not all worshipping him for being Batman. They actually call him a murderer, so he runs away. It says he went to Midian. That's 285 miles away. That's quite a distance to run away to, particularly in those days. He didn't have a Batmobile either. I don't know, sometimes we think we like to be a superhero when we grow up. That's certainly me and Ed. Perhaps you would too. What powers would you have if you're a superhero? I don't know. Give it some thought. You know, I've got a superpower. I can forget your name within 2 seconds of you telling me. But society doesn't reward that kind of superpower very well. So you have to become a superhero without superpowers, like Batman. But it didn't work great for Moses, so maybe superhero isn't the way forward for us. Maybe that's not who we want to be when we grow up. So what did Moses do? Batman has failed. Batman's not worked for him. Society doesn't like it. It all feels a bit hard. Sometimes living in this world, we just think, let's get out of here. Let's leave. Let's go. It'd be much better. Let's just move to the other side of the world. Start over. Let's become a farmer. That's what Moses decided to do here. He said, let's go and be a farmer on the far side of the world. It's 289 miles or whatever it was, but that's a fair distance for him. And he thought, that'll solve all my problems. I'll just live off the land. All these people will stop annoying me. I can just have a quiet life. So he tried that, and he thought, I know, I'll become a father as well, surely. You know, everyone wants to be a parent. Okay, no, not everyone does want to be a parent. But Moses thought, I'll give that a go. I'll be a parent and a father. That will solve my problems. That'll be a nice, quiet life. But it didn't solve all his problems. In fact, no, let's go back to nearly. Thanks, Pete.
No, sorry.
We'll get there in a sec.
Come again.
I probably do want that slide. But he asks, just how do we know that Moses wasn't particularly happy? Well, the last verse here, if you're a happy father or farmer, you probably don't name your son Gershom, which means a foreigner or an alien. It suggests that you're not perhaps particularly happy with the life that you're living at this point. Let's flip to the next slide. Okay, so we've covered, before the age of 40, Moses, Prince of Egypt and Batman, Between 40 and 80, I don't know if you can see that picture very well, it's from one of my favourite movies, Superman the movie, where we've got Jonathan Kent, Superman's father, and there's even a combine harvester in the background. So this is father and farmer going on there, just in case. We'll get to some even more complicated pictures in a moment. Let's go through Moses' whole career, shall we? Let's take the next slide. Okay. So, before the age of 40, Prince of Egypt and Batman, between 40 and 80, father and farmer, and then this is when he really gets going. We're going to come back to the burning bush shortly. The burning bush that God speaks to him at, Moses is 80 years old at that point. And that's when Moses' career really took off. So if you're younger than 80 at the moment, and you haven't worked out what you want to do when you get older, you're in good company, because Moses had no clue. He didn't start till he was 80. Here's what he did after he became 80. He became a politician. He woke up, like all of us have done, and said, I want to be Theresa May. I want to bring freedom to the people. I want to lead the people from the evil shackles of the EU. I mean the Egyptians. So that's what he decided to do next. And then he moved on from that, and he became... anyone know this movie?
Is that The Prestige?
This is The Prestige, yeah.
The Magicians.
Magicians. Yeah. Do you know where I'm going with this?
No.
No, well, fair enough. So Moses... Yeah, the twins. No, he didn't have a twin. Again, with the magician, Moses took on the magicians in Pharaoh's. I'm going to skip through the whole life of Moses pretty quickly. But we went through the 10 plagues coming on Egypt, and Moses, the magician, taking on Pharaoh's magicians as his staff turns into a snake and follows the Pharaoh's magician snakes.
And then he became a weather lady.
Became a weather lady, that's right. Anyone know that story? I'm still in the 10 plagues here. Moses said, I say hail, we get hail. I say eclipse, we're in darkness for days. Okay, you can see what I'm going on. Yeah. Paraphrasing scripture a little bit here. He becomes Dr. Doolittle. Even the flies follow his bidding. The frogs and the flies, when he summons them, or God summons them. Okay, it's a bit of a loose tangent. What have we got here? He becomes, you might not like this one, he becomes a butcher. He thinks, I want to be a butcher and slaughter sheep for a living, then drag their bloody corpses all over the town and paint the houses red with their blood. This is the Passover. Sometimes people tell me I've got a dark sense of humour. Right, let's move on. They come out of Egypt. Moses brings the Israelites out and finally discovers a superpower. Hydrokinesis. He says, yes, Aaron, I have the power of hydrokinesis. I can manipulate and control water at will. I can part the Red Sea and cross. Everyone can cross on dry land. I am a superhero. I am Aquaman. At which point Aaron says, Moses, no, I think you find it's God who is parting the Red Sea here. This is a one-time only deal, just like all your other careers. This isn't really you doing it. This is God doing it here. You're not Aquaman. And Moses says, okay, I'm not Aquaman. But one day, Aaron, one day I shall discover my superpower. I'm Batman. But Moses carries on. What have we got here? This is Mario's job is a plumber. Very good. Yeah. So Moses is convinced he does have some kind of power over water, so he decides to become a plumber. I'll put it another way. When God tells him to bash the rock with a stick, he bashes the rock with a stick and water pours out. And the people are saved from mass dehydration. But that actually becomes a problem later on. God tells him to speak and water will be provided. Moses doesn't speak that time, but bashes the rock again. So anyway, there's a problem with water. The plumber isn't the way forward. So what happens next? Moses becomes...
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, that's right. Yeah, he becomes a warrior with a machine gun. Maybe not a machine gun. But when they go out to battle, well, Moses has got his hands in the air, the army's winning. And when his hands are down, they're not. He moves on from that to become Judge Judy. He listens to the Israelites' complaints. He sorts them out. He becomes a judge over the people. But then he decides that the power doesn't lie with the judge. It lies with... Anyone know that movie clip?
Fugitive Man.
Yeah. Very good. That's right. So he becomes the lawyer, obviously writing down the Ten Commandments and a few other laws that God gives them to him. And then Moses becomes... High priest. In fact, you can't see it very well, but it's in 3D. He becomes high priest in 3D.
Oh.
what else did he have left to do at this point in his life? What career hasn't he had? Do you get the impression Moses didn't know what he wanted to do when he grew up?
Yeah.
I mean, he's over 80 years old at this point, and what is he defined by? Which of these careers? When you think of Moses, what is his career?
Oh,
crazy. Crazy, yeah, okay. I'm going to argue that at this point in his life, in his 80s, Moses' career is not what defines him. And sometimes we feel that perhaps our career or our lack of career might define us. And as I say, at the start, it's the question people say when they meet you, who are you, what do you do? But I think, let's look at Moses' job here. Now, next slide, please, Pete. In fact, it's not really so much as his job as to what he's doing, but it's going beyond that. It's to who he is, as I said at the start. It's not what he's doing when he's older, but who he is now. So this is him in his 80s. Moses said to the Lord, you've been telling me, lead these people, but you've not let me know whom you've sent with me. You said, I know you by name, you found favour with me. If you're pleased with me, teach me your ways so I may know you and continue to find favour with you. Remember that this nation is your people. The Lord replied, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Then Moses said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? And the Lord said to Moses, I'll do the very thing you've asked because I'm pleased with you and I know you by name. Then Moses said, show me your glory. And the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the covenant of the Lord in his hands. He wasn't aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant, and they were afraid to come near him. I've cut to the end of the story here. I'm going to cut back. Pete, let's just flip to the next slide. Moses started when he was 80 with this burning bush with the question to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? Let's flip back to the slide we're just on. Now he's got a much bigger conversation going on with God. Do you feel there's a lot happened in these few years? He's come from a place of saying, who am I and what am I doing here and what's going on, to this deep relationship with God where his face is shining. So his life has changed dramatically in these few years, and he's done all these careers in between. But I'm arguing it's not the careers that defined him. He's changed who he was. He was someone, now he's someone else. He's got a close relationship with God and speak with authority to people and God. So this turning point, I want to go back to the turning point in Moses' life. I was trying to work out which order to do this. Next slide, Pete. So let's read this again. Moses, after spending this 40 years almost in the wilderness as a farmer and a father between 40 and 80, he sees this burning bush and he says, this is Exodus chapter 3, he's 80 years old at this point, he says at this bush, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God answers this question with, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that this I who have sent you, when you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. So, do we understand this? Instead of asking the question, what do I want to do when I grow up? We could be asking the question, who do I want to be? And perhaps even the question that Moses is asking, in relation to who I want to be, we have to ask the second question, who am I? And that's what Moses starts with here. Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? It's interesting that God's response to the question of Moses asking, what do I want to be when I grow up, or who do I want to be when I grow up, or even who am I now, God says, when you have brought the people out of Egypt. Not if, but when. And Moses has got no idea how he's going to do that. And his next few questions, he asks a bunch of objections. He says, I can't do it because of who he is. This may be who he wants to be, but who he is now, he just can't see this future. He can't see how he can possibly bring the Egyptians out of Egypt. He's not great at making people listen to him or believe him. His career as Batman didn't last very long. He's not great at public speaking. In fact, he says he's not great at speaking at all. The whole thing seems impossible to him. So I guess I'm saying, he comes to the point of saying, perhaps as some of us do, when we think, I really like that, but I can't see how I can possibly get there. We say, I can't do it. God, get someone else to do it. Send someone else to do it instead. How can I possibly get to where I want to be? It's too hard for me. Someone else can do it. And God took pity on Moses when Moses asked him for that. And God said, yeah, your brother Aaron's here. He'll help you do it. You can do it, but your brother Aaron will help you. So as we come to some of the challenges, I'm asking you the question, who do you want to be? Who do you want to be when you're older? And if it feels too hard to answer that, or how I can get there, I think I want to say the next point. There are people who can help you achieve your dreams. Who are these people? Who are your family? Who are your friends? Who are the people who's going to fight for you and going to take risks for you? Who you can tell your dreams and your hopes to? Moses told them to Aaron. Aaron helped Moses achieve bringing the Israelites out of Egypt. Ask your friends and family and say, this is what I want to do. I want you to help me do it. And then we come to... I've got 3 points I'm making today. I've made a million points. I've probably lost you. Let's click on to the next slide. My 3 points are this. Who do I want to be? God answered the question in relation to Moses. When Moses said, who am I? God's first response is, I am with you. A response to who we are in relation to God. Secondly, a vision. Moses had a vision, probably from reasonably young, of helping out his fellow Israelites, getting them out of Egypt. It didn't work with Batman. He couldn't do it in his own strength. In his time in the wilderness, he came to a place of saying, God, I can't do this by myself. I need to do it with you. But he had friends to help him get there. You can only work out who do I want to be by also asking the mirror question of who am I now? And that needs an honest response from us. Who am I now may not be who we want to be. We can get from A to B, but we have to start by being honest about who we are right now. And then finally we're going to need some perseverance and be willing to fail to get there. Moses kept going back to God after seeing Pharaoh. He went to Pharaoh and said, let my people go. Pharaoh said no. Bit of a failure. He did this many, many times. We've got these 10 plagues coming. But he kept going back, and he went back to God in between and said, oh Lord, why have you brought trouble on this people? Is this why you sent me? Ever since I went to Pharaoh speaking your name, he's brought trouble upon this people, and you've not rescued your people at all. You can hear the anger in Moses' voice. He says, I want to be this person. I want to be doing this thing. I'm stuck here. God, you said I can do it, but I can't see it. How can this happen? But Moses persevered. God kept saying, I'm with you. Keep going. This will happen. And this is perhaps the toughest part of the challenge I'm throwing out to you today. Are you willing to fail to move from who you are now to who you want to be? For a number of us here today, the answer to that might just be no. We're not willing to fail. It's perhaps the biggest hurdle for us to overcome, certainly in our society today, our instant society that says not succeeding at something is disappointing. You should instantly be able to succeed at something. You can instantly download a movie. You can instantly listen to music. Everything's instant nowadays. What if I'm not instantly perfect? What if I'm not instantly the person I want to be? What if I can't instantly play the piano? In fact, that's my example. I can't instantly play the piano. I started playing the piano 2 years ago. I'm still even at grade 1 level. This is my piano teacher here, Sarah. She gave me a tune practice a couple of weeks ago. I didn't count my attempts at playing this piece of music. It was well over 100 attempts I had at this piece of music before I could play it at half speed. It was probably more like 200 attempts. So after more than 200 failed attempts, I was finally able to play this piece of music. And music is one example where you can see it happening, where you fail. You just can't do it straight away. Well, maybe some of you can, but I think for most of us, you can't just play an instrument and it happen. But I think it's a good example for some of the other things in our lives that we want to do, or the person that we want to be. Are we willing to fail 100 times, 200 times? If I'd given up after the 50th or 70th time and said, I'll never be able to do this, then, you know what, I'd have been right. I'd have never been able to do this. But I kept going. So at 37 years old, I decided I wanted to be a musician. I wanted to be a pianist, someone who can play the piano. When people ask the question, what instrument do I play? I don't want to be able to say, I can't play an instrument. I like piano music, I like film music. I want to play music, maybe even play in the worship band here one day. So I've outlined who I want to be and why I want to be that person. And then I had to move on to honestly assess, who am I now? I can't play the piano now. I still can't play the piano right now. So I have to set a vision or goal of being able to play the piano. Who do I want to be? A vision. And I had to get my friends to help me. Vicky helped me. Now Sarah. Sarah helps me. She teaches me. As Aaron helped Moses. I don't learn the piano by myself. But the practicing is my battle. Sarah can't play the piano. Well, she can play the piano for me, but that's kind of beside the point. If she plays the piano for me, she's playing the piano. The practicing is my battle. The time I put into that comes from me. And the willingness to fail to play. And those failed attempts help me to succeed, ultimately. Now, I've not focused today exactly on the outcome for Moses. I've taken the story of Moses and looked at some different aspects of it. I think you all know the key outcome. The Israelites did escape from Egypt, and they worshipped God as God had promised. But the outcome I'm focusing on today is Moses, who he was and who he became. He became who he wanted to be and who God said he could be. It took Moses years, he had to be honest about who he was, it took a lot of failures and a lot of rants at God, and it required the support of his family and his friends, but Moses got there. So, coming to the end, my challenge to you today, what are you passionate about? Who do you want to be? Are you willing to fail? If not, you can wait. You can wait years, you can wait until you're 80 years old like Moses before you're willing to ask the question, who am I? Or you can get your friends around you now to encourage you through whatever failures are necessary until you succeed. Our theme this term is transformation. In prayer to God, we can be honest about who we are now and who we want to be. What are we willing to do to get there? What are you willing to do to get there?